Sher Yerchas, Im Gimel, Aleph Aleph.
Boyer Ofer. Yes, Shaila Behekem, or Ein Shaila Behekem. You could be Nishal on the Hekem, or you cannot be Nishal on the Hekem. Im Tim Tzeloimar, Yes, Shaila Behekem. Yes, Shaila Behefer, or Ein Shaila Behefer. You could be nishol on the hefer. Toshma domar abeichon nisholim al hakem ve'nisholim al hefer. Ze pshitas. Nisholim al hakem ve'nisholim al hefer. So, no, we'll start to see the Gemara keseida. Boye rove yeshayle behakem or ein shayle behakem. What is the suffix of the Gemara if yeshayle behakem or ein shayle behakem? What is the tzedode hashayle? The Rishonim, Lemaise, the only one that speaks it out a little bit, it's the Shita Mekubetzes and the Rosh. What is the Shaila, if yes Shaila behekem or not? So I will explain. I want to make it very clear. As a halacha, you can make Shaila by Toras Nedorim. You could nishal on a neder. But only on Nedorim you could make a Shaila. The Moshe, the person is Mekadosh Sheisha, you could make a Shaila on it. What is the difference? What? No, a shayla. A person makes a neder. A week later, he wants to make a shayla and a neder. Why a person can't make a week after the kiddushin a shayla and the kiddushin? So it's a gzeira sakosu. But a nedorim, you can make a toras nedorim. There's no gzeira sakosu legabi something else. Gittin. You can make a toras nedorim on the get, a varanish. So you ask me a shayla. So the shayla is, so why on truma lemoshel you could make a shayla? Why on hegdish you could make a shayla? The third is, it's a droshen. It's a droshen. Not every chalois you could make a shayla. Not everything that works, Tam, is a drosha. Not everything that works. Dvorim aniknim be'amire. Hein hein advorim niknim be'amire. By mitzlosh tam. You can make a shayla on the kinyan. Avadanish. The Teretz is droshas. On droshas is no tzad. V'meile, misvorim mitzad echol, why be a shayla on the hekem? It doesn't go to the droshas that he has shayla. V'meile, you can't have a shayla on the hekem. It's l'viv hilam on the gemore. What is the tzad as yes shayla behekem? So the Rosh came to answer it. Lama zen the Rosh? The Shita says, speaks not more clear. Yes shayla behekem, im om alakim lechi, venisha lechochem alakam osay, mehane leafor ha'oloi. Mi amrinen, odich si bar yachel dvori, vedarshin lav alakherim moichlim loi, gabi nedorim. What is not nedorim doesn't go into the parsha. What is not nedorim doesn't go into the parsha. אבל קיום נדר של אשתו אלוהי? אבל קיום נדר של אשתו אלוהי? אוי דילמה, קיום נדר כנדר. קיום נדר כנדר. These are the words. אוי דילמה, קיום נדר כנדר. Was a tzad that קיום נדר is כנדר. Is a tzad that קיום נדר is כנדר. What is the pshat? What is the pshat that tzad is kiyum neder is keneder? These are the words. And it says it clear. The old tzad is gzeras hakosuf, avel acherim mechilim loy. A toras nedorim. This is not a toras nedorim. Oy dilme kiyum neder keneder. Kiyum neder as a parsha like a neder. This is the chat. Kiyum neder keneder. What's the pshat kiyum neder keneder? So the Shita explains it a bit more. What is kiyum? Kiyum is al das bailo nederes. Even if not, I mask him to the neder. So the meile val, I mask him to the neder. I'm not stam. A father can come stam and say he wants his wife to be also. He's mekayim her neder. So while it's a kiyum in the nether, in the das of the nether, so I thought, like the ikar parsha fun nedorim, hot ha'toras nedorim, the kiyum from the nether, is also like the parsha of nedorim. The mele is the tzad that yes shay lebeg. No, so this oidil men, no shaykhis, it's only a nedorim. Oidil men, no, this is like nedorim. Aleph. L'chure, the var we have here a chidush. As the Gemara in Daf Ayin Ches, B'Cham I hold that in Hekdesh is no Atoras Nedorim. Even though we have a Hekesh to all of the things that is Atoras Nedorim, so the Gemara in Daf Ayin Ches by us in Hekdesh not. Why? Because B'Cham I hold Hekdesh B'Toyes is Chal. If Hekdesh B'Toyes is Chal, how you will make Atoras Nedorim on Hekdesh? What is Atoras Nedorim? You go to the Chochom, Pesach, Charote, but what do you say? Adaita de Hoche lo in Adarne. It boils down to Adaita de Hoche lo in Adarne. Pesach, Charote, but it finishes with Adaita de Hoche lo in Adarne. If Hegdesh Betoes is a Hegdesh, if Hegdesh Betoes is a Hegdesh, so what do you mean Adaita de Hoche lo in Adarne? What do you mean Adaita de Hoche lo in Adarne? I mean, you can't. Hegdesh Betoes is Chal. So the Gemara says the Fibet Shammai is no Heter. There's no heter. You can't make a shayla. So lechura, we have to be moitzi from our sugya. Val was a hava minechodsh that in maskone that yes shayla behekem. So lechura, hekem betores is nishken hekem. I think it's loshen arosh nine beis take hekem betores is nishken hekem. Hazevi neder betores is nishken neder. Hekem betores is nishken hekem. Because if hekem betores is a hekem, can be a shayla and a hekem. And here is a shayla or in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Reish Lamedalet brings down a lotion that shows that Hekem Betoes is Chal. In Reish Lamedalet, Seif Chof Beis, Seif Chof Beis, Nodro Yishtoi, Vekiem lo Be'echov Me'alashoyne Shel HaKomo, Vekosovur She'ein HaLoshen Shel HaKomo, Ve'hefer. He thought that it's not Hakom, and he was Mefer. Hakomosa Yakom, it's a Chubas HaRashbo. Even that he didn't think that Hakom is Chal, Zog the Goyen. The Kiyum Betoes, have a Kiyum. Vetzorichiyun. The Yachol explains. Vetzorichiyun. Because it can't be that Kiyum Betoes, have a Kiyum. Goyen doesn't explain. We look at the Goyen Alamos Mektsoro. It's stated if a person was Mekam to his wife and he didn't know that this lotion is a Kiyum, it's Chal. So the goyim, the kiyum betoes have a kiyum, it's tzorichiyun. If kiyum betoes have a kiyum, the yachol and the yoredeye, chadredeye from the nesivus also asks, arida alochev nisholim ala hekem. So it can't be that kiyum betoes have a kiyum. And they want to explain. Nochem said it, but the Maaseh the yachol already says it. Nochem wanted to say that Shulchan Aruch doesn't mean that kiyum betoes have a kiyum. Maybe we're going to get us in the Hemshech. If a person stam made a kiyum and he didn't know that he's Mekayim, could be it's not a kiyum. We'll see him in the get us later. The person Bichlal didn't think that it's a kiyum. Here we're talking to the person that he was Mekayim, he didn't know, he wants the neder. He didn't know that it's a musag of chalois kiyum. I'll explain what I mean to say. A person Bichlal didn't want to tell his wife that he wants the neder. He meant to say something else. So because it's not chal. When a person tells his wife that he wants the neder, even that he doesn't know that when he says he wants, he could later he cannot be mefer. And that you don't have to have a das. The chalois bochber explains it. The chalois kiyum and chalois nedorim. A person says davar ze osur olai. Bochber says even if the guy doesn't know that when you say osur olai you get malchus. He doesn't know the whole Parshas Nedorim, that Boni Mesim Bavoin Nedorim. But he wanted to ask him it. Stop, not to eat it. It's enough for making the nether. So a person sells a house, if he doesn't know the ganze zach, Adaiti Lemesek La'arad Yisrael, it's not chal. But in Nedorim, it's enough that he knows that he's doing a nether. Now, but Nedorim, it's not Megali in Yoneinu now. Now, but Nedorim, Bochber is Marich of them. A person knows he's doing a kiyum, means to say his wife, I want the nether. Shnoch means even that he doesn't know that it will block him, that later he can make a afore it's chal. And later when he makes a shayla, he says, if I would know, I would even not say that I want it. Even when I said that I want it was a mistake. Maybe it could be miyash. But again, avada bepashtis, kiyum betos is not chal. So you can't say kiyum betos is bichal. Because if yes shayla behekem, so does the gemore, Every place that is yes shaila, avada can be the betoyes tzchal, because the yesoid of shaila is alemol pesach harote ve'adai to the hochel in adam. So, and this beetzem we don't have more from the Rosh. All the other rishonim were not busy to explain what is the tzad if yes shaila behekem or not. But this is the lashon Rosh. It's only be nedorim oydilme. It's also like nedorim. Im tinzeloim are that it's also like nedorim yes shaila behefer or ein shaila behefer. What is the shaila now? Im yes shaila behefer or ein shaila behefer. What is the tzdode shaila? Yes shaila behefer, ein shaila behefer. What is the tzdode shaila? What is the tzdode shaila? If yes shaila behefer or not, what is the tzdode shaila? So it's interesting. The Ran says, be'etzem it doesn't make sense that it will be shaila behefer. It's a hekesh. It's a hekesh. The tzad of Yeshayle Be'efer, because it's a hekesh. Because it's a hekesh. If it's not a hekesh, it's no tzad. And the Rosh doesn't mention nothing on the hekesh. So the Velt says, it's a machlekes Ran and Rosh. One maybe to be madgish it. The Ran says like this. We had a suffix if Yeshayle Be'ekim or not, if it's like a nether or not. So we said, yeah, maybe it's like a nether. It's from the parsha of Nedorim, it's around Nedorim, it's like a nether. It's like Nedorim, Yeshayle Behefer or not. What is the Shayle? So the answer is like this. Could be Haforas Nedorim is also, if Hakom is a part of Nedorim, Hafor is also a part of the family. Oh, but you can make a Shayle on Hafore. Why? There's nothing there. The Chavtze of Haforas Nedorim is something is also, and I matter you to use the Isu. Rosh Hashite. Haforas Nedorim matter Isu. HaToras Nedorim Matir HaKesher Matir HaIsu. No, Afore is Mutter. No, what HaToras Nedorim will do now? Matir the Mutter? And because the Parshev Matir the Mutter. Bal Yachid Dvoroi Avel Acheirim Mechilim Loi. But there's no Musig of Matir the Mutter. This is Loshen Aran. Three times. Look at Loshen Aran. Yeshai Lebehekem Yeshai Lebehefer. In them say Yeshai Lebehekem Yeshai Lebehefer or Yeshai Lebehefer. Nira beinai. The afal gav the befer lo yishayech shayle. The bishne mehekim kei nidretz osu. Aval afore loy afilo ochim boi li yishayle befer mishun de before vakom itzkash la adodi. Kedamu li kamon shayni yochad amakro ishe yikimeno ishe yafirenu. Esh boi lichal hekim boi lichal efer le boi lichal hekim le boi lichal efer. Shmo ochim boi intim zo yishayle behekim behefer mau. Mi amrin and again. Nehide lo yishayech beishayle. אפילו אוכי ישי לדה איצקס איסקוש עודים אלה מיזו דאפורה דה לאי חזי לא איתקש, three times לאי שייכה, לאי שייכה, לאי חזי דה צדה דה נאפורה אז נו שיילה because you can't לאי שייכה בי, לאי שייכה בי לאי חזי בי אפורה עודים אלה זה הקש עודים אלה זה הקש דה ראש never mentioned the הקש never mentioned the הקש. So what is the suffix? So the Rosh doesn't say it clear. Lo mizan the Rosh. Yeshai lebehefer oloi. Mi amrim in kevin yeshai lebehekim hu adinami behefer. Vim hefer lo venisha lechochum lafirosnoi chozer haneder lekadmusoi. The same parashe. Oidil menehidi yeshai lebehekim ayinu mishum dikium neder keneder domi. Aval afore ein lo shayle. The Rosh learns, does the goof of the shayle. Kium neder keneder. Afore is like a neder or not? Kiyum ha-neder is I'm a kayim the neder. I'm a kayim the neder. I have a das that I want the neder. I'm a kayim the neder. While I'm a kayim the neder, I want the neder to be a neder. So it's like the neder. Haforo, be'etzem, is not like a neder. What is like a neder? I took away the neder. You're right. Al das bailo in oderes. So the suffix is how to look at the haforo. Lefi deran, if Kiyum is Keneder, Afore is Keneder. But the suffix was, because Leishaycha be Afore. Lo matim Afore, and I'm Shaila and Afore. Maybe it's a Hekesh. The Rosh doesn't have a problem, lo matim, ken matim. The Rosh means the suffix is, if Afore is like a Neder, or Afore is like a Neder. Kiyum, we can hear that it's like a Neder. I'm a kind the das of the Neder. Afore is like a Neder, Afore is not like a Neder. What? No, about the Bible Yom will get later to the Bible Yom. The vowel, I'm after. First we'll learn what is the suffix of the Gemara. Then we'll see when it happened. Rabbi Avraham Minahar and the Shita Mekubetzes, they bring down a third shot. Rabbi Avraham Minahar brings down a third shot. What is the suffering of the Gemara if Yesh Shaila Behefer or not? And he says, if you remember in some Achzayin we had these svaras, he says, what will help to make a Shaila and the Hefer? The nether is gone. The nether is not here anymore. Well, you make Tchias HaMesim to the nether? Where is the nether? The nether disappeared. You can't bring him back. You can't bring back the nether. The nether is not here anymore. Even the Chochom Oikel Emafreya. We saw the same svar, if you remember, in Daf Samach Zayin Amud Alef, that when one of the shutvim was Mefer and the other one was Mekayim, even if you nishal on the Hekem, the Rashba, the Ran said, the Hefer, the one afor is so weak, it disappeared, it can't stay. Shvuam Shvuah, it weighs. Mitle Tole Vekoi. This mamish disappeared, there's nothing left. So you can't bring it back. It's a Musa Zogim Avon Nahar that Shaila could bring back as a nether. You take away the Yisu. Oh, makes sense. Of a hefer, I threw away the nether. I burned the nether. Now I want to make a shaila. But you burned it already. The nether disappeared. The nether is not here anymore. It can't come back. The nether is not here anymore. You can't bring him back. So I want to explain. I'll show you full of kuminis. Lefi the ran and the rosh, the suffix is a lomdish a suffix. Akome is like a nether. What's with afore? The ran says you can't mefer. You only can mefer isu. You can't mefer heter. Mutar, you're not mefer. You mefer isu. The Rosh says the suffix is if it's like a kome or not. A kome is like a nether. A fore is not like a nether. What? What does that mean? What was it? So you say the Shita says the aloche v'atoras nedorim is lehater es haisu. It's not musik lehater es hamutar.
Yeah, Rosh.
The Rosh, the suffix is. But we had a suffix if a kome is like a nether or not. Nether is a nether. A kome is a nuzach. We had Mesophic, if I come, we could look at it like a nether or not. Now, even if we could look at it, maybe Afore we can. I come is the dust of the nether. Afore is a Zaytik Ezach, it's not Nedorim. Other name, he says, Lemaise Val, it's Das Mailo in the Deres, and it's Tutsach that Lemaise is Matir the nether, so he's Oisek in the nether, so it has a Koyach like Pasha's Nedorim. Those are the Sophic of the Gemara. But both Tznodim is, if you have a Shaila and a Hefer or not. Rabbi Avraham Minahar explains, it's like a nether, it's not a problem. The problem is that the nether is gone. So even if you matir the atoras the dorim, but the nether can't come back. Zog devel, I'll tell you four nafkeminis. Now we have to mistapik lefir of Avraham Minahar. What would be the shutfim? One was, our Gemara spoke on one person, a baal, a father, not shutfim. Stop. Toras the dorim. A wife made a nether, the husband made a hakome. A daughter made a nether, the father made a hakome. Or the father made a hafore. The baal made a hafore. What if you have nairu amurosa, and the father made a hafore? The baal, the nether is there. It's a mikdash kolish, yes guys. Oh, but the nether is there. We need his hafore tomorrow to get rid of the nether. If his hafore is bottle, you can't get rid tomorrow of the nether. So you need his hafore around to get rid of the nether. You need a zafora to get rid of the nether. If you don't have a zafora, you can't get rid of the nether. Now he wants to be nishal on a zafora. It works or it doesn't work. The nether is not gone. You could say it was a miklash kolish, because guys, can't say of a misvore. We explain, one makes miklash kolish, one makes miklash guys. But to be mafia the second part, you need both aforas around to take care of the rest. He wants to take away his afore. So lefide Rav Avraham Minahar, dir lechure for sure yes shayla al hefer. There is not a problem to make a shayla on the hefer. Why there is no shayla to make a afore on the hefer? Because the nether is around. What? So he lost a little bit, but he needs it. It's not only past, it's future. He wants to take away his afore. What if he would make his guys? I don't know. Maybe it will not come back. Maybe it will come back. Doesn't make a difference. Even when he dies in the afore is bottle, the klishes could stay, but the afore is bottle. When the nether is gone, so what will help that the afore is bottle? But the nether is gone. Here the nether is not gone. Here the nether is here yet. Maybe it's a miklash, maybe it's a megas. Maybe it's a miklash, maybe it's a megas. Or, I'll give you another echatimtze. We said that could be in the dorim to make a peula is not shayach megas guys. And a nether to make a peula to walk is not shayach megas guys. So b'chaygav, if one makes a afore, it's not megas guys. So everything is there. So then he could make a shayla and is afore or not. Again, lefi the ran and the rosh, that's the suffix of the gemara. Lefi Reb Avraham min Ahar, here the nether is complete, avade afore will help. I give you another echatim. He made a afore l'achas shloishi. So something of the Gemara later, a husband tells his wife, I'm telling you now, if you make a neder, I may for it. I don't have a koyach every day. I'm telling you now, when you make a neder, I'm already made for it. L'achas labet. It's not chal. All sugya. Sugya later. Maybe before she made the neder, you can do it, you could do it. Something of the Gemara. But we love as long as it helps. Now he wants to be nishal on the afore. The neder is not gone yet. You could make a shayla and a hefer. The reason you can't make a shayla and a hefer, if it's already too naif and there's nothing left, you can't bring it back. There's no chetim to bring it back. I'm saying, Allah Mashadeh. Now he wants to have, yeah, but he wants to make a fore, a charote, and that chalois that will be chal mikan velabo.
Oh,
he doesn't make a stop that he's choizer. So shayla, also dimu vatadimu, if he could be choizer or not. So he wants to make a shayla. I'll give you a better echatimtze. We learned in Daf Sabach Zayin, I'll tell you echatimtze. I'll give you echatimtze. The first person was Meifa. Then the Baal was Mikayim. We saw in Daf Samach Zayin that the Afora is Botel. Right? The father is Meifel. The Baal is Mikayim. The Afora of the father is Botel. Now the Baal is Nishal Ala Kamosoi. So the Baal makes another Afora. The father wants to make another Afora. The Gemara says he can't make Afora because ain't Afora Achar Afora. Again, he made Afora. The other guy is Mikayim. His Afora is Botel. Now the other guy is Nishal HaKamoso, and he wants to make another Afore. The Ram says he could. And the Rambam and the Rishonim say he can't, because ain't Afore Achar Afore. He says, okay, I'll make a Shaila in the first Afore, and now I could make Afore. There the Nether is back, because the other guy was Mikayim, the Nether is back. Abaval, once he made Afore, is a Chisorin of ain't Afore Achar Afore. He wants to be Nishal Al Afore. So Mikol Mekoyim, I'm just trying to point out the nafkemime zwischen the Ran and the Rosh mit Reb Avraham min Ahar. The Ran and the Rosh, everyone is learning, was a shayla if Hakom is like a neder or not. In the same as like a neder, was mit Afore. The Ran learns because Tam is not shaykh. Not shaykh Afore and such a zach. The Meile, it's a hekesh. Oidil me yod obey. The Rosh is not because of shaykh. The shayla if it's doime or it's not doime. You understand? She tries to explain. Neder becomes like a neder. Afor is not. Yes, Tolya does by or not. This is the Shaila. Reb Avraham min Ahar says in the second Pshat, nay. Avad and neder is like a Akome. This is not the Shaila. And Avad is Shaykh a heter and a heter, not only an Isu. Or it could be here, it's too late. Even at Chochem Oikele Mafreya, but if it's gone, you can't bring it back. The second Pshat of Reb Avraham min Ahar. You can't bring it back. You say that Vorim already saw in the Sugya. From Samach Zayin and the Rashba and the Ram, that something that is very weak and it was bottled, even if you ekel him afra, it doesn't come back. This is Be'etzem, the first chelik of the Gemara. There's another aura here. In the Gemara, the Rambam, when he brings down this aloche, later maybe we'll have a pshat. I want just to stole the kashe and tell you the Gimel, a very shver Rambam. Hamekayem nidre ishtoi. Perek Yud Gimel aloche chof. Hamekayem nidre ishtoi. Venicham. Nisha lechochom vematir loy. Nisholim ala heken. Choyzo vmeifer lo. Aval im heifer lo. Venicham. Eino yochel isho el lechochom. Make sense? Nisholim ala heken. Aval im heifer lo. Venicham. I want to read. The Rambam adds three words that make it so hard. Aval im heifer lo venicham. Eino yochel leisho el lechochom. Why? Because the Rambam says like this. Aval im heifer lo venicham. אינו יכול להישאר לחוכם כדי שיחזור ויקיים. He can't make a shaila and the afore that he could be choizah to make a comment. Why the Rambam has to say it? Ein nisholim al ahekem ve'ein nisholim al ahefer. Why he wants to be nishol on the hefer? Because he wants it to be also. Rav says, no, you know why he wants to be nishol on the hefer? Because he's planning to make a comment. Lamazong is not planning to make a comment. For example, she knows neither not to eat bread. He was mefer, so now she could eat bread, now he doesn't want her to eat bread. So he's choizah. Now she can't eat bread. He's not planning to make a comment. Tonight he'll be mefer again. But now he doesn't want her to eat. He wants the nether to come back. Why the Rambam has to say nisholim al ahekem vei nisholim al ahefer vosti nafkemina and the shayla and the hefer kedei sheyochel lachzor velekayim? Why he wants to be nishol al ahefer? Because he wants to make akoma. Not as long as he does not plan to make akoma, but he doesn't want it now in the morning to eat it. If he makes shayla and the hefer in that minute, not only in that minute, what she ate for the last couple of years, she was over Esau. No, he doesn't want it to eat now. He doesn't want it to eat now. Later, he'll be making. Not to make Kayim. Not to make. Again, she made a nether. In the morning, she's not allowed to eat. He was made for her. Now that food comes. He doesn't want to eat that food. What? By Bayayim. So no hakasha. We'll discuss later. And the first couple of lines that I come, he says by Bayayim. I'm not sure. Oh, what's it? See the beginning of the Rambam. He says Yo by Bayayim. Mayful by Bayayim. We have to know what. Okay, in a second. I didn't go in yet to the by Bayayim. I didn't go into the by Bayayim. If it's by Bayayim or not. This will be mastered to the second shayla. The Rambam has to say all of the Rishonim speak the first part. Vosi nafkemine tafcharot and behekem. So it's not mukem, but it's also the nafkemine is that you could be mefer. That I understand. What? No. Why a person wants to make a shayla and behekem? You make a shayla and behekem, it stays also. The nafkemine is now he will tell him mutalechi like this. He can't say mufalechi. If he makes a shayla, I understand. It's no nafkemine. The shayla and the hekem only for that he could be mefer. Although a person made that for her, she's allowed to eat. If he makes a shayla and the hefer, she's not allowed to eat. It's not the only nafkemine is if he could make her come later. Once a person was matched with his wife, he wants to make a shayla, then it's also hakomer or not. He doesn't want to make hakomer, but he could make her for her or not. And the lashon Rambam is, אבל אם איפר לו וניחם אין יוכל לישוע לחוכם כדי שיחזו ויקיים. This is the Ohr Bedas Rambam. So this is the first chelik in the sugi. This is the first chelik of the sugi. Now let me get to the second chelik of the sugi. It's the Inyan Rochov. Some are mekatzer in it, and I want to be marchiv in it, because be'etzem this is the yesoid of the perek if we learn it in the right way. The Ran says, "Boye rabe yeshaylo behekem, im kiyem aneder v'nishal boy beyoyim al ahekem, mimotzi meifer boy beyoyim aloy, aval lemochor pshita deloy motzi meifer, deloy gora mishtike." The Ran comes and areinsetz the gemore. He's areinsetzing the gemore in a case that the shayla and the hekem was boy beyoyim, and now he wants to make a afore. But if it's tomorrow, what will help that he won't make a shayla and the hekem, but he can't make a afore? Why? It's already was a shtikev yom shabbat. So read the lashon Aran. Im kiyem aneder v'nishal boy beyoyim al hekem imotzi meifer eloy, aval lemochor pshita deloy motzi meifer deloy gora mishtike chutz from the maisa hakome. Lemaisa, he was shaysek the whole day. So you're right that he's nishal al ahekem, but we have a afore. And while we have a afore, I'm sorry, while we have a shtike, so what will help to make a afore tomorrow was a shtike. These are the words of the Ran. Frek de rashash, what is shtike? Shtike is a akome. The Ran says in Aintes, shtike is a akome. So if he's nishal al ahekem, he's nishal al ashtike. So what is the problem? Like he's nishal al ahekem, he's nishal al ashtike. So even the day after it, he's nishal al ahekem and he's nishal al ashtike. Why he can't make a fore in the second day? Vozok deram. that the shayla al hakim has to be boy beyoim. But if it's not boy beyoim, will not help that he took away the hekim. They say, what is shtike? Shtike is lashon hara nakome. Now he's nishal al hekim, so he's nishal al shtike. So why he can't be made for the day after it? What he has the first day? Akome and shtike. He's nishal al hekim, nishal al shtike. Azay frek de rashash. Why you can't make a shayla and a shtika? Like you make a shayla and a hekem, make a shayla and a shtika. And this is the kushya agdoila. The Ran repeats himself in ksuvas dafa in aleph. The Gemara says if a lady makes a neder that she will not be do different things to her husband, and the husband can't stand it, he's allowed to divorce her. So the Gemara, she tells the husband, if you don't like it, he had to be mefer. So the Gemara, the Ran goes back and forth. The Ran says, it was after Yom Shammai already. He can't be mefer it. So the Ran, so make a shayla. So the Ran, eini shalim al hashtike. Eini shalim al hashtike. He means al sugya. Eini shalim al hashtike. So he can't be mefer it. Eini shalim al hashtike. Frek the Rashash, why not? Why not? Why you can't be nishal ala shtike? Like you can nishal ala hekem. What is shtike? Hekem. The Loshon HaRan in Ayintes. Why you acquired Anan Tzadi, you want the nether. Loshon HaRan in Samaches. Kevon de Shosa, Goliath died in the Melech Nichalei. Hilke Chavi HaKome. So as maybe Shaila helps on the hekem, Shaila will help on the shtike even in the day after it. And the Melech, he could be made for even the day after it. This is the Rashash's kasha. So the Afikayam comes with a Tere. I want first to be Yasid. How long will we go the Tere from the Afikayam? The Afikayam says like this. The Pashtus was like the Rashash that Shtike is Akome. Where is the Pashtus? We will say that. And Daf Ayin Tes, the first Ran there, the Ran says that Akome Belev is Akome. Zog the Ran, what is the right that Akome Belev is Akome? Every time when you have a shtike b'yom shomoy, it becomes Akome. Why? Why you acquire it? Vice versa, you want the nether. And shtike helps. Ah, if shtike helps, Akome Belev helps. How shtike helps? Lashon HaRan. Shekeim al shomoy yom shmiya v'lo hefer, gol yadai tishu reitzi b'kiyum shal nether. Aha, al mekol shebeli v'lekayim zagi. State in the Ran, what is shtike? So the Ran says, what is shtike? Why you acquire it? Semen that you want it. Alme. Kol shebeliba lekayim sagi. Says the Ran, oh, shtike helps. Why? Alme kol shebeliba sagi. Kol shebeliba sagi. So state, if someone has a das, that's good. So state, what is shtike? And my say, I come. Loshon HaRan was the same thing, Samaches Amud Aleph, and the bottom. The cave on the Shalai Hefer, Gole Adaita the Melech Michalei. Shtike is a Maisa Akome. And this is the way the Rashash learned. Shtike has one thing. Gole Adaita the Michalei. This is Shtike. Is Akome Bepel, is Akome Belev. The Torah says, when the day comes, you're not Mefer, Anan Tzadi, then you're Mekayim. You have to know, a lot of Rabbi Seder learn like that. This was the Pashtus. Comes the Afikayam and asks five kashas. First kasha he asks, is the Gemara in Ein Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara declares if a husband divorced his wife, and he remarried her, she had a nether before she got divorced. Geirushin ke'akome or ke'shtike? The Maizu, when he divorces her, he knows this is it, it's gone. He will never could do anymore. But if she doesn't want to marry him again, he can marry her. So the Gemara has a tzad, it's like a comment. But so when he divorced her, he told her, they'll say, I know it stays. So even if he remarries her in the same day, he can't make her. Or he can shtick her. He doesn't think about it when he divorces. So if he brings her back, he could make her the nether. He bailu, gerushin ke shtike, or he can't come. The mind of Kamina, the Adre boy beyoin. Ike akome too late. Ike shtike, it's okay. Frek zog deran davka boy beyoin. But if he remarried her tomorrow, it doesn't help because it was a shtick at the Yom Shammai. Freg the Afikayam, what means a shtick at the Yom Shammai? It's not an Antzadi. He was quiet because she was not his wife. What he could have done? He divorced her 8 o'clock in the morning. There's no raya from his shtika the whole day. Don't tell me, Shaul, what you want to say, that the raya is from the fact that he divorced her. This is the tzad. Gerushin can't come. Gerushin kishtika says he doesn't think. He goes blind, he divorced, he's fighting now. He doesn't think on Nedorim. He thinks on Nedorim when he's advising his wife. Now later, there's no raya from the shtika. Again, the Afikayam is asking a kasha. You want to say a teir and shtika? We'll see later. The Afikayam is asking a kasha. If you learn that shtika is a maisa akome, where is the maisa akome in the shtika? Where is the maisa akome? It's no maisa akome here. It was not up to him. What? Again, no, the Gemara speaks about Koyman. The Gemara takes care of Koyman. You right? The Gemara takes care of Koyman. One raya. A minute. Zweite raya. The Gemara says, it's a shayla. You're not allowed to make for Nedorim b'Shabbos. It's metakin gavre, metakin mone. But the Gemara says, if it's very regal a Shabbos, you're allowed to. Lo yitzu hembrera, you're allowed to. So the Gemara, the husband is allowed to be made from the dorm for his wife in Shabbos. Because if he doesn't do it, Motzei Shabbos, it's too late. So I come. So that became, it's not too late. I was quiet because it was Shabbos, not because I wanted Nedor to be a Nedor. It's no right for my shtiki. I was also, it was also to make an avor. I didn't make an avor. What? A wife made a neder in Shabbos. The Gemara says the husband is allowed to be matir. Why? Because if he's not matir, but the Shabbos will be a hekem. Shaila is, but it's easy to matir in the dorim. But there's brera. Yes, brera. Because it's also to do it in Shabbos, there's no raya from the shtike. He doesn't want the neder, but he's the early chayit. So man, he was not the chal Shabbos. Why he can't? It's not a koma here. Who said this is the teres afikayam? The vow we're learning, shtika is only one thing. We have to know. We already told you that afikayam a week ago. But let me answer on to build the yisaidus in Ayram Moros. The Rashash learns shtika is a maisa akome. This is what we have in shtika. After Yom Shomer, we lose the shtika. It's a maisa akome. It's no musik of losing a day. It's only a maisa akome. Shtika is loshen aran in ayintes and an sadi de nichale. And from this, the Ran learns that akome belev is akome. As akome belev is akome. Akome belev is akome. The Ran Samaches calls it akome belev. So the Rashash is asking a kasha. By us, make a shayla and a shtika. Zog da fikayam. What you want to learn, Rashash? What everyone wants to learn? Shtika means it's a maisekiyum. It's a maisekiyum bepe, and it's a maisekiyum belev. The pay, if you say it right away, for the day, Hashem said you will make him. In fact, I have gemoras that it's not a maisa akome. One gemora in begerushin. The gemora says, v'adri boy beyoim, but if you bring him tomorrow, he can't be mefer. There is no maisa akome. There's no raya from the shtika. He was quiet because it was not up to him to be mefer. Shabbos. The gemora says, the third raya zogt afikayam ar sugya. Ar sugya we'll call it the third raya, but the mevinim it's two rayas. First we have the Rashash's kasha in ar sugya. If shtik is a maisa akome, make shayla and the shtika. Like you can make shayla and the hekem, make shayla and the shtika. But the Rashash asks a better kasha. It's no shtika here. He was Mekayim in the morning. Now what he could do now? He was Mekayim in the morning. He can't be Mefer anymore. He's stuck. So there's no raya from the shtika. A minute after he was Mekayim, the whole day he was yelling and begging, oi, 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 I don't want the neder. But he told him, too bad, he made a comment. He didn't know what to do. Till someone gave me etzah, mach a shayla. Till he finally made a shayla, and the day passed. Oh, there's no raya from the shtika.
Well, I'm already, it doesn't hold like that, because he had to get an answer of,
I don't. You want this answer again? Learning how shtick is the ma'aseh. What you're trying to say, Teir, is that the shtick is not like nothing. We'll get to that. Because we said around some. We have a shaila. What is ma'amemus? What is ma'aseh shtick? Is it sad portion that shtick is the ma'aseh common? As they long to call Klal Yisrael before the afikayam. We have to know that afikayam is not the emes of pshat. Everyone learned till the afikayam the shtika is a maisa mekayim, the ran and samach ayantes and the ran and samaches. Frank the afikayam, I have kashas. You telling me that shtika is going, it's poshut a maisa akome, a silent maisa akome. It's bepen is quiet, and thus the ran says, el shmamina de la kome belev is akome. We ask the vial, gerushin. We ask him why have to be made from the Dorim B'Shabbos, and we ask him from our Suya two Shailas. The Rashash is Kasha. If Shtika is a Maisa Akome, Azevi helps Shaila and the Akome will help Shaila and the Shtika. And second of all, see Nishtok and Shtika by us. That's Tifa Shaila. Nishtok and Shtika. So I know I saw one Achen once the answer, Choshev, that. We'll get to that. Again. He's asking a Shaila. You want to say his Sayyidus and Oinus? We'll see later. The Afikiyam is asking a glatter shayla. He's asking a glatter shayla. It's no raya for my shtika. I don't know. What do you answer? He's asking, where is the shtika? You have an answer? I don't know if shtika by this is akoma. I don't know. We'll see. We bought raya, so we'll see. I said, don't Afikiyam. Some want the answer to dray out of that kasha. It's a very nice kasha. That it's a raya because if he's smart, why he didn't go to the chacham? And then he could be meifa. Well, I say the fact that he didn't go to the chacham, if you feel that it's an answer, it's okay. It's not mashma. This is called, it's a raya that he was masking. To go to the chacham. Another raya, bring the afikayam from the afayantes. The Gemara says, shoysik amenas leminkat. He's quiet because he wants the teaser. Dainu, he better wants to be made for the nether. He wants her to get nervous. The Gemara finds the Echetimtze. And the Gemara says, that's a portion that it's a shtika. The Gemara has a drosha for it. There is no raya. He said, Klo, that he doesn't want the nether to be a nether. He only did it to make the Isha nervous. I'm going to ask the Minka to mitzayr her. And the Gemara states that it's a shtika. Where is the Anan Tzadi? So these are the five shilas. That if you learn again, I want to remember what was klor, what is chidushim, and what we have to say weiter. Was klor that the shtike is a maisa akome. Shtike is a maisa akome. This is the pasha. Shtike is a maisa akome. So what shtike is a maisa akome? Kilo he was mekayim. We made a frek the rashash. Make shaila. You're right that the shtik is a maisa akome, like we see in Ayintes, we see in Samaches. But we have five kashes: Geirushin, Shabbos, Amnas Leminkat, Beran Bayos, and Beran Bayos. We said twice. Etzem the Rashash's kashe. Etzem the Rashash's kashe. The Rashash's kashe. And the maisa. Where is the shtik here? Where is the shtik here? These are the five shailas. Zog neafikeya mikoyach these five kashas that he wants to say a chidush that no one said before him. That shtike chutz from the anan tzadi is two halachas in shtike. It's one halacha that the Torah limited the yoyma afore. You only have one day to make a maisa afore. Vizeu. Time passes. It's limit. You have a time, and time passes. Chutz from that, if you keep quiet, is a ma'aseh akome. V'shtei adinim lechoinim. Is a ma'aseh akome. And chutz from the ma'aseh akome, you lose your day. B'meile. Zog d'afikeyam. I'm answering all the questions. When is an ansadi that he was quiet? Taki, you have a ma'aseh akome. Oh, but in all of the five cases, you're right, there is no Maisa Akome, but you lost your chance. You bought it back tomorrow, Gerushin, tomorrow, too late. You only had a chance in that day. Motzei Shabbos, too late. You lost your chance. I've been asked the minka. Too late, you lost the chance. Bayos, you made a shayla the other day. Too late, you lost your chance. You lost your chance. What we asked the kasha, but there's no raya from the shtika. There's no raya from the shtika. So what if there's no raya from the shtika? Oh, but you lost your chance. Vashkofer Rishon, you know, it sounds such a gishmak at Eretz. Zog dafi keyam, lechuret doesn't start. If every shtika you lose your chance, and it's very gishmak, why is the Anan Tzadi? Val is a musik to lose the chance, but maybe it's Anan Tzadi. So it's gishmak, why the Anan Tzadi is there? Stam Hashem said in the end of the day it's Anan Tzadi. Then it says, Val, I will lose the chance in the end of the day, and you kept quiet, it's Anan Tzadi. Frek dafi keyam on himself. How the Ran says in Ayin Tes that Shtike is a Akoma Belev and Shmami know that Akoma Belev is Chal. Why? The fact that Shtike helps is a Ra that Akoma Belev is Chal. Who said that Akoma Belev is Chal? Maybe every Shtike in the world only works because you lost your chance. Maybe every Shtike in the world works because you lost your chance. Who told the Ran and Ayin Tes that Shtike also has a Maisa Akome? How he knows it? Shmami no, Akome Belev Ave Akome. Why? Because he have a Shtike, an Ansari that he wants. Where is your Raya? Every Shtike, after the day, you lose your chance. So you lost your chance in the end of the day. Where you see that Shtike is an Ansari that is a Maisa Kiyum? How the Ran boy does I say? Zog the Ran, Chobaraye, Shtik is Akome Belev. Umeoch, I know that Akome Belev is Chal. What is my right that Akome Belev is Chal? How every Shtik it works? Every Shtik it works because you lose your chance. From where the Ran boy does I say that Akome Belev is Chal? If Sidot Svei Dinim, so Alamol, maybe you have the shtike. How you know the second din? So the Afike Yam, it's good to see him inside. And Ois Zion, he asks this kasha on himself. V'im nafshecho lo imal be'emes v'yesh din kiyum b'shtike dilme b'chol in gzeres hakosu u'be'emes dekiyum b'libo yeyne kiyum. How you know that it's two dinim? Maybe shtike is only to lose the chance. So he goes here with droshes. He says in Pasuk state, V'komu nedorer kihichishlo. V'komu nedorer kihichishlo. And the third Pasuk says, V'shom ha'ib isho, V'im hachish yachish hikim oiso. And he goes down and he says, the first two Pasukim are talking in a case, I'm an Asle Minka. The last Pasuk is talking that he was quiet stam. One Pasuk is Azashtike, and one Pasuk is Azashtike. And don't ask me kashas how I make droshes, it's mashma in the Gemara later on. This is already makes the whole Chiddush Dafikayam smaller. Droshes. The big Marich, the Ran, and everyone was masbir, you know, Tzvei Parshas, Tzvei Droshes, this Pasuk says this Aloche, this Pasuk says this Aloche. Yeah, as you can say, it's a big day. It's again Zion, it was a big day. It's a very big day. It's a very big day. Before we go weiter, the Shlok de Afikayam. It's interesting. The Afikayam finishes to explain to you, my Nafkemine, okay, we have all these five kashas. But Afikayam wants to make it clearer. He brings down the Ramo Paskins, that after Akoma you can't go to the Chochom. Right? Because the Akoma makes the Chalois, B'shem de Mordechai, Simen Kuf Lamed, Reish Lamed Bedalet, Seif Chov Gimel and Shulchan Aruch. It's an Ois Yud in the Afikayam, Ois Yud in Yud Aleph. After the Akoma you can't go to the Chochom. Why? Because the Akoma is Chazak. Shitas the Mordechai, the Ramo B'shem de Mordechai. What happens after Shtike? You could go to the Chochom or not? After Shlike, you could go to the Chochom or not? After Akoma, you can't go to the Chochom. After Shlike, you could go to the Chochom or not? What? Zog Dafikayam, totally. If it's a Shlike of Anan Tzadi, like in Dafayim Tes, you can go to the Chochom. If it be a shtickle like Gerushin, like Bayos, like Beshabbos, then you can go to the Chacham. So this is what he says in Simon Yud Aleph. Berav, look at this Yud Aleph. Lefi ma shikasavnu yutzmach din chodosh. Kshashasa kol hayom shmiye. Abdu lo yishayach lemar shisho azel lemocho. Keivon shobar yom shmiye. Im yishol yarviach bezeh. Doctor Azeh. So comes out that if it was a real shtike, a festa shtike, you can't go to the Chacham. If it was a shvacha shtike, you could go to the Chacham. But Azeh zog dafi kayam, I will ask you a question. So what would be an our sugya? Nisholim ala hekem. The Ran says only boy bayoy. Why you can't make a shayla tomorrow? Dafi kayam explained why you can't make a shayla tomorrow. Because tomorrow, you're right that I will take away that kameh, and I will take away that kameh shebishtike, but why I can't make a for it tomorrow? Because lemaise, I lost the day. But I could go to the Chacham tomorrow or not? Yes. Again, a person made a kameh Sunday. Now Monday he makes a shayla. So he takes away the maise hakameh. Telling you, you took away the maise hakameh, but you lost your chance. Besides, but nafkemina v'nisholim alahekem, even tomorrow, legabe, if you could go to the Chacham or not. If you are not nishal alahekem, you can't go to the Chacham. If you are nishal alahekem, even that you can't make a fore, but you could go to the Chacham. I read the Losh Nafikiyam. Bram lefim shikasavnu yutzmach din chodosh. Kshashasa kol yem shmiye. Abdel esheo sheyishoel lemocho. Keim na avar yem shmiye. Mikol mokim yem yishoel yarviach bezeh leinyan chocho. Okay, so it's not such a kasha. So why the Ran said dafka boy beyoim? Why the Ran didn't say there could be a nafkemina tomorrow legabi the Ramo? Maybe the Ran doesn't hold from the Ramo. This could have a shtark time. Mikol mokim. So Shittas Arashash is not like that. The Rashash learns Shtike is only a Maisa Akomet. We have to answer all the five kashas. The Afikeyam says no. It's two dinim and Shtike. You lose your chance and it's a Maisa Akomet. And a regular case is also a Maisa Akomet. And on that you could make a Shaila. And you could take away side the Shtike, side the Maisa Akomet. But you lose your chance. You lost your chance. And that doesn't come back. Now, you have to know that Afikayam is a Shita Mechudeshes. Why it's a Shita Mechudeshes? First, the Ran never mentioned two dinim. The Ran never mentioned it. The Psukim. Not only that, Loshon Aran and Ksuves is mashma like the Rashash. Shebeshtike lo me'ani shayle. Mashma and the Ran and Ksuves, then on Shtike you can't make a Shaila. Al derech HaRashash. No, boss. If we don't learn like the Afikayam, we have two kashas that we have to answer. One kash is, so why doesn't help Shaila and the Shtike? If Shaila helps on the Akoma, why it doesn't help on the Shtike? Aleph, it's not avoided to Miyashev, and Bet to Miyashev, all the four Gemoras. Geirushin, Shabbos, Amenas Naminka. And that chilek. So some want to say an answer that avad shtika is a maisa akomet, and an tzadi that he wants. But what if a person did not think about it? A shvacha yid, he made a shtika. I'm thinking. You know, some people don't think so much. So what, by him the shtika will not be akomet? Hakadosh Baruch already said that shtika is akomet. So as leiplug as a leiplug. Man, don't ask me a kasha from Gerushin. Don't ask me a kasha from Shabbos. Don't kasha from the main God. It's leiplug. And the male shaila doesn't open the shtika because the maisa you didn't make akomet. It's a kasha that it's akomet. I think that this pshat is even more shvach than Afikayam. So the vow we're standing with the kashas. The Rashash, and the Afikayam himself learns that before the Rashash, shtike is a grobe maisa akome. Frank the Rashash, so make a shayla on it. So Rechiv, Mavish Kateretz. Kum the Afikayam says, I have the Rashash's kasha and I have Gemores. That is a case that a guy didn't think to be making, but it's also akome. And the vow we said to Malachim, the Afikayam, Simon Yitzayim's Malach, that is two dinim. Again, the psukim are bechudosh lefidem. He says that pesayitze. And the second kasha we have, the second malach we have, says aloy pluk. To answer all these kashas, it's a maisa akome, it's aloy pluk. We already yesterday we bought another case. Chutzun Afikayam. He said Lefi the Ramban and Miklash Kolish with Reb Shmuel and Reb Nochem, the father was Mefer and he couldn't Mefer the other part, and it's also he can't do it tomorrow. We also had more cases that if a person was not Mefer, he lost the chance. But the avoda is nicht zu sagen as Eved Afikayam. Ari Afikayam himself says, what was still Afikayam? But the shail is, what is the mahalach? It's Hashem, tomorrow we'll try.
Stay there, Abad.
Oh, Abad, no. What? No. The other wasn't because it's going to be made. It's going to be made. It's going to be made.